Hello, listeners, and welcome back to Life's a Trip Radio, nighttime talk radio with me and Shannon.
It's the morning, Ryan. It's the morning.
Well, this episode drops in the morning, but if we're being honest, it's nighttime.
Hey, we are Shan and Ryan Tripp, parents of five on a journey to discover what it takes to raise great humans while enjoying the heck out of life along the way.
Sometimes it's easy to let the weight of everyday life, parenting, marriage, finances, get in the way. But what we found is that as you break out of the norm and do life a little bit differently, a whole new world can open up to you.
So if you're ready, we would love to invite you on this journey with us as we pull back the curtains and have a whole lot of fun along the way.
And it's true what they say, life's a trip. This is our story. How will you write yours?
Let's go.
It's the morning. We're energized. We're ready to go.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
ready to conquer
Happy
our
Happy Tuesday
day.
Morning.
Happy Tuesday morning, everyone.
Today, make today your masterpiece.
He always used to say that to me. And when I'd wake up grumpy, I'd be like, do not say that to me. But you know what? I have learned there's such power in morning routines.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, it is just a game changer. So that's a whole podcast episode we could talk about. I think we actually already have touched on morning routines.
We did something like that.
Just yep. how impactful they are in your day.
No diggity.
So proud of you guys. Whenever you're listening to this, whether it's the morning, afternoon, or night, whatever you're doing, whatever you're sacrificing, whether you're on a jog, at the gym, maybe you're just maybe you're doing your dishes, whatever you're doing, we are happy you're here. And so grateful for you.
And we intentionally make these podcast episodes 15 to 20 minutes. Sometimes we go a little long. I don't know if we've ever been shorter than 15 minutes because
Who has time for like an hour?
I mean, there's some podcasts that I want to listen to, but it's almost like an audiobook. If it's an hour and a half or 2 hours, you just got to like carve it up. So these are light and breezy. This is like a nice Caesar salad. We're the Caesar salad of podcasts.
Caesar salad is my favorite.
This is not the heavy burger and fries or some other main course.
Well, I personally love Caesar salad, so let's do it.
With the croutons,
Ryan Tripp.
No anchovies. One time I got a Caesar salad at a fancy place. I didn't even think to ask for no anchovies, and they snuck them in there, and I ate one by mistake, and I could taste it, and I was grossed out.
Oh, sweetie, you're so cute.
So maybe you're the same way. Maybe you're listening to the Caesar salad of podcasts, and we sneak an anchovy in there, talking about something that you don't agree with. And it doesn't go down very smooth. And that's okay. We don't expect you to agree with everything we say, but gosh dang it, you're going to listen to us. Just kidding. Today's a lighthearted one, actually.
Today is a lighthearted one. You know, it's been interesting. Our kids, for whatever reason lately, for the last several years, but really the last, I don't know, 6 months to a year, they just really have been either asking for another baby or another pet or a pet, period. And Ryan sighs on both of them. I'm like, bring it on. But, you know, it's just an interesting conversation to have as parents. And, you know, I personally would like to talk about how do you know when you're done having kids on this podcast today. Ryan would like to talk about how do you handle when your kids want a pet. I'm pretty sure I know which one you guys would rather us talk about, but I think maybe we could touch on both of them.
Okay.
You okay with that?
I'm okay with that. You're going off cuff, off script.
Do we ever have a script?
No, we sit down and we go, what are we talking about today? And then we just start recording.
That's why we love this. It's
real and raw.
It's very, very, very real.
Every now and again, we have to edit it in post-production because Shannon, you know, starts dropping F words and
oh my gosh,
swear words. Just kidding. I've never heard you say, maybe I've heard you say like a light swear word.
Oh, but, just don't make me mad.
Certainly not the effort. So let's go back a little bit. You know, we've got five kids, the older two girls. We're living in Morgan. You know, maybe this is 8 years ago. The girls are like 4 and 3. And as kids do, they were like, we want a dog. And I'm immediately like, no.
Because you didn't grow up with any pets.
So the Tripp kids, meaning me and my siblings, every kid since the dawn of time has pulled this stunt on their parents, right? So I've heard this soundtrack before. So the Tripp kids were, you know, again, probably same age as our kids. We convince my parents we should get a dog. We get a beautiful German Shepherd that we name Coco. And Coco lasts about 3 months before my parents are like, yep, we knew it. You guys aren't going to walk it. You're not going to clean up after it. And let me tell you, anyone listening with a German Shepherd, they have some big old doo-doo that they leave in the backyard. So we're kids, we're busy, we're having fun. We don't want to shovel that up. We don't want to really take care of the dog. So my parents give it away. And then for some reason, they caved again. And we got a yellow lab named Copper, like a year later. And same thing, like just we went on a trip and nobody wanted to take care of Copper. And us kids weren't really interested. And I think my parents truly were doing it for us kids. So we gave Copper to my aunt, and that was the end of it. So I just, you know, I foresee that happening with us if we were to ever get the kids a dog.
So is that why you don't want a dog?
Is because PTSD. I have some scars.
But you're not like
I'm not really an animal person. I'm sorry, you know, for all of you that have pets, that's great. Except for those of you that have a lot of cats, but I'm just not. Some people love animals and some people don't, right? I mean,
an animal comes up to me and I immediately am like, oh my goodness, like I'll pet it. And I really genuinely like think furry things are just the cutest things ever, no matter what it is. I'm not really into like things that aren't furry, but any furry
like
thing.
Like iguanas.
Like bring it
snakes.
On. Yes, exactly. But you wouldn't ever do that. I don't think I've ever seen you do that.
I don't, if we go to somebody's house, you know, they have a dog, the dog runs up, I'll pet the dog.
Will you?
I'll hang with the dog, unless it's a little ankle biter. I used to do door-to-door sales. I think I've just had enough traumatic experiences with pets that I don't want to bring one into my home. I used to do door-to-door sales, and then I was also a missionary. So I've got about 4 years under my belt of just knocking on strangers' doors. And without a doubt, the worst experience is to knock on the door, and then you just hear about 100 little yapper dogs running towards the door, and the homeowner opens the door and the dogs are barking and the homeowner's kicking them, get out of here, and they're barking and you can barely even have a conversation with them. And I just, why are we doing this?
And all of you guys that are those homeowners are like, let me tell you why, because we love our pets so much. We get it, guys. I get it. Ryan doesn't get it. But anyway, my parents, on the other hand, They got us all sorts of pets growing up. So we had several dogs and we had some bunnies.
Bo, I remember a dog named Bo.
Yeah, I did have a dog
black
named
lab.
Bo. Yep.
When exactly. I first started dating you, maybe that's why we named him Bo.
we had cats, we had dogs, we had bunnies, we had lizards, we had several pets. We might have even had a turtle. And I think my parents just saw such value in like giving kids responsibility and then also just like the connection piece, you know, like a little pal for your kid. And I think that's maybe where I get it is I'm like, sure, pets actually are not that convenient to have. And in some ways they are. But for us, you know, we travel a lot. We're busy. We just are always like on the go. So it'd be really tricky for our family to have a pet, which is the conversation we're probably about to have. But I think the desire I have is like, yeah, let's get them some bunnies and teach them how to have some responsibilities and give them somebody to cuddle with.
Okay, so before I sound like a total jerk, we did get the kids a bunny rabbit.
We actually got them three. We got all of our girls a bunny.
Yeah, this was when we just had the girls. So again, probably 5 or 6 years.
Sorry, you're talking about the first one.
Yeah, the first time around.
Oh, okay.
So again, about 5 or 6 years ago, we get a bunny. And the girl's name, the bunny, Mr. Nibbleton.
Is that not the cutest bunny name you've
really
ever heard?
It really is a cute name. And then one day, Mr. Nibbleton disappears. And then 4 months later, we find Mr. Nibbleton after the harsh winter. And Mr. Nibbleton is...
No, the story goes...
We get a
knock on the door and it's a neighbor girl saying, I think I found your bunny. And her younger brother comes up with the bunny... Close your ears, kids, if you're listening.
Yeah. Shock
the bunny,
alert.
The bunny is flat as a pancake in his hand.
As a pancake.
I know. And my little girls were like, that's Mr. Nibbleton. And we had a whole burial service.
We went and buried him in the backyard.
It was really sad.
I said some words. So,
but they handled it really well. Anyway.
I'm not heartless. So, but we tried that. And then we've been traveling a lot lately. So it just hasn't made sense to have a pet, but we're kind of a little more established now. And we're back to, I don't even think you, oh, you know what? I'm remembering. I don't always have the best memory, but, You went out and got a cat.
Oh,
you went out and got a cat without even talking to me. Now,
and
I'm
then,
not a,
and then what happened?
I'm not an, hold on. I'm not an animal guy, but I very much am terrified of cats.
Think about it.
Mountain lions, tigers, panthers, they'll just pounce on you at any minute and just slash you with their claws.
And he thinks a little cat will do that too.
Oh, even the common house cat.
I think I've told this story before where he literally, I was in my parents' house looking out and he was in the driveway in the car and I see him crawl over to the passenger seat and get outside that door instead of his driver's seat door. And he came in and I was like, why did you just climb over the seat and go out the other side? And he just very quietly said, well, there was a black cat outside of the door.
I opened my door to get out and a cat was right there looking at me. I quietly shut the door, climbed across.
Gosh, it's so
funny. They just scare me. But anyway, you brought a cat home.
Well, I did bring a cat home because it was so cute. And how much did our girls love it? They loved it. But then...
But immediately, within a couple of days, I was like, no, this absolutely not.
Ryan lied, said he was allergic, so we had to give the cat to my parents.
I did. I told him I was allergic to cats.
And then Mikey's parents, bless their hearts, took the cat in.
Yeah. And now her parents' house is the one that's, you know, depreciated in value, not our house because of the cat pee. So thank you, Mike and Michelle. So we've dabbled in the pet game. It never really takes, you know, it's like a shower after working out. It just doesn't really take. So here we are. We have a couple bunnies again. And how's that going? Let's just check in on that.
Okay. Well,
Cottontail and Coco.
We have Cottontail and Patch.
Oh, Patch.
We have realized.
I just love that Coco, that bunny. This little Coco. I just snuggle up next to him. We just wiggle our noses together. Coco, dude.
I can't even. What do we do? Do we stop it? I can't even breathe. Okay.
Cottontail and Patch.
He doesn't even know their names. Anyway, we've actually learned that our kids, they love them very, very much and they snuggle them all the time, but they're not like fantastic at like all caring for the, you know, the hay spills on the ground and then like they care for their bunnies well, but they don't care for the area well. And so,
shocker alert. Shocker.
So the kids aren't doing that. I know. So we're just in the middle of figuring that out. But anyway, when your kids ask you for a pet, you know, like that's something that all of us parents are going to deal with. And we have just easily been able to say no over the last years because we're like, we can't be good pet parents. We're traveling here. We're traveling there. We live on an island.
And then we've allergies.
It's not even the allergy thing. It's just, we're just kind of like all over the place. I feel like the poor pet would never have like a home, you know? But now we're kind of settled. So we have two bunnies. But here's the question, Ryan.
Yes. Get into the heart of it.
If the kids are like, come on, mom and dad, it's going to be another kid or it's got to be a dog. What would you choose?
That's a trick question. I'm not walking into that trap. Oh, well, here's, let's get it. Let's you present. We'll just podcast. Do as we wrap this up. We'll just do it like a little quick debate forum. I feel like it comes down to one thing for you and one thing for me. So you say the kids want a pet and it's good for the kids to have a pet, right? Teaches them responsibility. They have a cute little pal.
Yes.
Like you psychologically, and I'm sure there's studies that support your argument, but you're like, it's good for the kids. It's good for them to have this dog that they love. And, you know, of course, there's all these movies where the red fern grows. Remember Homeward Bound? I mean, A Dog's Purpose. These kids love these movies and they just become enamored with this idea of like having a dog. So I do get that. Again, I don't think I'm just like this heartless dad. I think of the dad on Beethoven, like such a classic movie we grew up with. I do think a St. Bernard would be cool. But my argument is we've got 5 kids and we're busy. We're working and we got the kids involved in activities or they're doing some music, you know, piano lessons or whatever else. And it's just like, there's already so much, like there's not a day that goes by that I sit around and I think, you know, I just wish I was more busy. What could I do to just really be more busy? I know I'll get a dog that I can chase around the house and clean up after him.
But a lot of people do like that. You're just saying that's not something that you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's not something that I feel like our family needs right now.
And I could see like if you had like an only child and they were like kind of like bored or sad and they didn't have a sibling and so they wanted like a pet. I could see that. But like, I guess what I'm saying is I grew up, we didn't have a pet and look at me. I turned out great. And I'm just saying with our kids, they play with each other. They get along. They create little games and hang out with each other. And we travel. And I guess I don't feel like a pet is missing from their lives, and that their future self will be less amazing or loving or whatever because they were denied a pet.
So is the value of this podcast just to validate all of those parents out there that don't want a pet?
Hey, no one's been offended by this podcast. If you are an animal lover, that's amazing because that's what you're doing. I would be curious. I feel like I feel like a lot of families, it definitely is kind of the mom and the kids that like gang up on the dad. I just don't know a lot of my buddies that are like, dude, I got this new dog and he's just my best friend. Maybe I'm not hanging out with the right crew, but I don't know. It's not to knock anyone who's an animal lover, but I feel like there's a lot of people that what I'm saying resonates with them, you know, that they're just, life is full and rich and you don't need a pet.
Your feelings matter. Your words matter. We're all here for it. I guess I'm just trying to get to the bottom of what value can we add to the people tonight?
This is, you know what?
Beyond you just telling us how, was this for you? Was this more for you than it was for them?
This was very cathartic. I feel very good just getting this out into the interwebs. And while I think it's good too, it seems like we're aligned on a lot of things. And maybe, you know, I think the listeners want to know that, hey, Ryan and Shannon do have disagreements and they do fight about things. And I would say that the pet thing is one of those. We don't see eye to eye on that. And apparently we don't see eye to eye on the approach to the podcast because I'm more like, yeah, let's just talk about something fun and interesting and it'll just be kind of a fun thing for people to listen to. And you're like, what are we really giving them that's like value? Like, let's give them a nugget of wisdom.
Well, yes, for sure. Because we're all so busy and I certainly don't have time to just listen to some fun.
Today's episode is more like the Bachelor of episodes. You know, it's like, what are you getting out of the Bachelor? Nothing really, but you turn just your brain
entertainment.
Off.
Okay.
It's just entertainment. Exactly.
Well, you guys, if you guys liked the entertainment piece, feel free to give Ryan a review. Let him know. Let them know that you liked it.
I think some folks might have been entertained today. I think a lot of people probably don't like me as much.
You know what? It's okay.
I think I've lost some shoppers out there.
It's all right.
And I apologize.
You know what I will say? I think that just going back to my very initial comment about what I wanted to talk about from the beginning, which is like, how do you know when you're done having kids? You know, one thing that I will say is I think that I don't know that answer. I don't know that answer. I wish I did, because I actually get that question a lot and I'd like to answer that question for myself. But what I do know for anybody that is like, should I, you know, have another baby? I'm worried about my kids and do I have enough energy or do I have enough time for them? I'm like nervous to add another, you know, human into it. And then I actually would dare say maybe even an animal. And I, in my experience, I think as moms, we feel like they're going to take away somehow adding something else into our home. But for anyone that's like, should I? It's kind of like on my heart. I just want to say they'll never take away as much as they give. They always give more than they'll ever take. So if it's on your heart and you feel like it's right to have another baby or maybe an animal, I do believe they'll always give more than they take. And maybe that's just the value that I can add to you today.
That's amazing, honey. You have such a big heart. And I will say it's way easy for me to say no to a dog. But when every time you and I have talked about like, hey, should we try to have another baby? That's obviously to me is just a much bigger decision. So I would never be
totally.
Like, no, I don't want another kid. No, can't handle him. No.
Yeah. And you're always so sweet to like actually genuinely be like, tell me more. Like, what do you think? How do you feel? Why do you say this? You know, what would it be like? Like you're always way, way, way more, I guess, compassionate towards that request.
For sure.
Well, yeah, like by a million.
I feel like we need to be unified in that, but I don't know. I definitely feel like in the relationship when the woman feels compelled that it's time to get pregnant, then I just think that that's, you know, it's your body. And I just think you're in tune with God in that regard. So it takes two, obviously, but of course, I just think it's a husband's duty and responsibility and loves his wife and should take that very serious.
I love that. I love that. Well, guys, who knew you were getting, we talked a little bit about bunnies and dogs and having more kids and, you know,
it just today was some unscripted late night entertainment / maybe you were offended, but you know what? Maybe we, you know, sometimes you just got to push the limits a little bit.
Well, and you know, that
can always be so nice.
That should actually be a whole episode too. Like the day that we as humans can live a life where you're like, I can't really get offended. Like you can't offend me because my decisions are mine. My experiences are mine. I own them. I love them. I'm confident in them. And what you're doing is amazing. And that's what you should do, or that's how you should feel. But like your world isn't gonna, you don't have the ability to offend my world, you know?
I love that. Like, you know what it's reminding me of? And you do a really good job of that in a nice way, though. It's never a mean way, but you can definitely stand up for yourself and stand your ground. I'm a little more of like a people pleaser. And like, I have a hard time like ending a conversation or, you know, saying goodbye. I just, and I think I get that from my mom.
It can drive me crazy.
And so what I'm remembering though, there was one time I was talking to a coworker, actually, I still remember this. And I think I was like a little bit stressed that day. I was a little bit in a hurry and I was chatting with him, and where I normally would have just been very cordial and like respectful and just like, you know, kind of let the conversation kind of keep going. I just wrapped it up really quick. I was like, all right, dude, hey, I got to go. I'll give you a call later. And I hung up, and Shannon, you looked over at me and you're like, that was so hot. You're so hot right now.
You know, I just efficiency, guys. It just comes down to being a good human that just knows how to get things done.
I'm going to try it again. All right. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. We got to go. See you next week.
Bye, guys. Love you.